what the protesters have ignored. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Capital One Bank, presented by Dell Small Business, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. A brief drama played out in the Seattle protest zone yesterday. A young black man who lives in the area that's been occupied by protesters for more than 2 weeks now walked out onto the street alone and started taking down some of the wooden street barricades put up by the demonstrators and moved them out of the way. A few people tried to convince him to stop, but he kept going. And when social media reporter Omari Salisbury asked him why, here's what he said.
There's people in my building that need medical assistance. The medical provider has been afraid to come down here because of these guys walking around with guns. I got a man that's in a wheelchair, right? He can't get out of his wheelchair. Somebody else has to watch his body. His medical provider can't come down here because he's afraid. So what are we supposed to say about that? I'm not even speaking for my voice. I'm speaking for that building. We're tired. Right. Anybody would be tired after 21 days of foolishness.
The protests intended to afflict the powerful have also disempowered the afflicted. Although I will say, they've made one guy pretty happy.
Every American should take a long look at the bedlam in Seattle, because that's exactly what will come if the radical left Democrats are put in charge.
So, party on. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.